Classic Encounter by James W. Corcoran. It struck him as strange. Kathy hadn't rung. Usually she was a rock of dependability. He glanced at his watch before taking a quick, reaffirming look to the empty parking lot. He had tried ringing her earlier, but her phone had gone straight to voicemail. Dino's diner was an out-of-the-way place, a little ramshackled, in need of a good lick of paint and, if the truth were known, a thorough fumigation. Still, the coffee was good and the confectionery delivered daily. He lit a cigarette and began thumbing through the local trade magazine, sipping on his black coffee, reflecting. It had been almost 3 weeks since he first met Kathy, and the best 3 weeks of his life. Since that fateful day, they spent as much time in each other's company as possible. He felt destiny had brought them together. She had the misfortune of a puncture, just as he happened along. He couldn't believe his luck, a leggy blonde, driving a red Mercedes 190 SL convertible, stranded on a highway, wearing a short black skirt, her braless breasts almost visible through the thin white blouse. "Can I help?" he called out as he pulled up beside her. She lifted her shades and flashed a smile that made him melt in his seat. Strutting over to the car, she leaned on the window, exposing even more of her heavenly breasts. "That depends on you," she said, smiling. "Pardon?" "On whether you can change a wheel or not." Randy jumped out of his battered Subaru. "You bet," he said, grinning from ear to ear. He could smell her intoxicating perfume as he went to inspect the tire. "Wow, you're one lucky lady. The front right is as flat as a pancake." She spoke in a soft Californian accent. "I'm lucky a fit young footballer should come to my rescue." Randy cringed. He had totally forgotten he was still wearing his football gear and probably smelled of stale sweat. He caught his reflection in the side mirror. To his horror, his face was streaked with mud. "Excuse the state of me, I'm just coming from a game." "What's your name?" "Randy." She smiled and raised her eyebrows. "Don't apologize, Randy. I like a bit of dirt. It can be wonderful." She went to the driver's side of the automobile, flashing her long, shapely legs as she stretched in and removed the key from the ignition. Was this stunning creature making a pass, he wondered. He reckoned she must be about 26 years of age, 8 years his senior. He and his high school buddies had seen her from afar several times as she cruised downtown in her soft top, looking like a goddess. Where do you keep your tools?" he asked. "All over the place," she said, giggling and opening the trunk. He was disappointed when he noticed a thick, encrusted diamond and a band of gold on her wedding finger. Randy began to untighten the nuts of the wheel. She stood close, watching his muscular arms flex beneath the short sleeves of his number 9 shirt. "What's your favorite position?"
"Excuse me, ma'am?"
"You know, you must have one."
I'm sorry, lady.
"Kathy, call me Kathy. I was wondering what your favorite position is on the football field."
Quarterback.
She moved closer, her leg brushing against his bare arms. "Surely a fit young guy like you could play in any position."
I guess so," he said, replying awkwardly as he began slipping the wheel brace onto the nut and exerting some pressure.
"Is it a little stiff?"
Randy grunted.
"Oh, don't tell me it's too tight," she pouted, with all the dubious innocence of a pubescent schoolgirl.
If I lubricated the nuts, they might come off much too easy, and you know how dangerous that could be.
Randy swallowed hard.
"You're new to these parts," he said, changing the subject. "Yep," she smiled, lowering her shades and covering her pale blue eyes. "I'm from the West Coast, Laurel Canyon, just north of Frisco." "Do you know it?"
"I'm afraid not. How do you like it here in Ocala?"
"To be honest, at first it was a little bit of a culture shock. No disrespect to you or the good people of Florida, but this place is a backwater, a retirement home for the rest of America, don't you think?"
"Gee, that's a bit unfair. You can have a hoot here too if you want to. It just depends on what you're looking for."
"Fun," she said.
"There's plenty of that too if you know where to go."
Randy began to jack up the car.
"I've seen you around before."
She raised her shades. "Where have you seen me?" she asked anxiously.
"Cruising downtown. How could a guy not notice a beautiful woman in a beautiful car?"
"Oh," she smiled. "Which did you notice first? Me or the car?"
Randy could feel his face redden. "Both, I suppose. There's not too many classics around these parts."
He removed the wheel and replaced it with the spare.
"There you go," he said, tapping on the hubcap with the side of his fist. "Job done."
"How can I thank you?" she asked warmly.
"I think nothing of it. It was a pleasure."
"Pleasure must mean something different on the East Coast."
She placed her hand on his shoulder.
"Allow me, at least, to invite you for a coffee. I know a quaint little place not far from here."
That was 3 weeks ago, and now as he sat in the same diner, looking out onto the empty parking lot, he wondered if something had happened. Perhaps her husband, the pilot, had found out and she was housebound. Or his transatlantic flights had been cancelled and she couldn't get away. She could be delayed, or worse still, she could have had an accident. Stubbing his cigarette into the brown Bakelite ashtray, he tried to call her cell phone once more. The middle-aged Hispanic waitress poured him a refill without muttering a word and slunk, spider-like, back behind the counter, awaiting her next customer.
"Shit," he said, slapping the phone on the table.
It was she who had suggested a swim that first afternoon and drove him to Juniper Springs in her Mercedes with Joss Stone belting through the speakers. He watched, enthralled, as they drove the dirt roads, she singing along, wind blowing her long blonde hair, her nipples erect beneath her flapping white silk blouse, sun glinting on her shades and the chrome panels of the car, strobing as they passed the tall pines, her skirt no longer able to conceal her white lace panties, a dust trail rising in their wake. When they arrived, she turned the engine off, and with it, the music. Opening the glove compartment, she produced a joint and held it under her nose. "Californian grass," she said with a smile and lit up. He watched as she held the joint in the hollow of her hands and inhaled deeply, holding the smoke down till her lungs almost burst.
"Shit," she coughed. "This is strong stuff,"
and passed it to Randy, watching as he inhaled.
"You're cute, Randy. Do you know that?"
"My grandmother used to tell me that." He paused to inhale. "But not since I reached the age of 4. They laughed together for the first time. He reached over and raised her shades.
"What are you doing?" she asked.
"I just want to see those smiling blue eyes." He inhaled again and passed the joint back to her. "You're married, aren't you?"
"Only on paper," she said, exhaling a cloud of pale blue smoke.
"What's that supposed to mean?" he asked.
"My husband, he's gay," he married for appearance sake, stop the neighbours talking. She handed him the joint. Why did you marry him? Surely you must have known.
I didn't know any better. I was a virgin bride.
You're kidding me, he said, coughing and spluttering. She looked away.
No, it's true. I tried to make it work, thought I could change him, but a leopard can never change his spots.
He passed the joint back to her. As she smoked, he reached over and fondled her breasts. He could feel her tremble as he began to undo her blouse. She sat bare to the waist, her back resting against the driver door as he leaned over and gently kissed her.
God, you're beautiful, he said, locking his eyes on hers.
She handed him the joint, opened the door and climbed out.
What's up?
He asked.
Nothing, I hope, but you.
Fascinated, he watched as she reached beneath her skirt and slipped her panties down her long brown legs. She smiled, waving them like a white flag, then tossed them in his direction.
Good catch, quarterback, she said, raising her hands and fondling her breasts.
He raised her panties to his nostrils and closed his eyes.
I'm getting lonely out here, she said with a pout of her lips.
Opening the passenger door, he flung the joint to the ground and crushed it with the heel of his sneaker.
Well then, we'll have to fix that, he said.
Kathy hurried to the trunk and produced a large plastic bottle of water. Randy stood wondering what she was doing as she went to the front of the car and poured the water all over the hood.
You don't want me to burn my butt now, do you? She said as she lay across the red metallic paint and spread her legs.
She grabbed his excited state and welcomed him into her world. Though he had never set foot in Juniper Springs before, already it was his favorite place on earth. The lake was private, secluded on all sides by high rocks, and to him it felt like an initiation as they swam naked in the cooling waters, recovering from the exhaustion of their lovemaking. The Hispanic waitress was pouring him another coffee when the cell phone bleeped with a text. Thank you, he said as he reached for the cell phone. It was Kathy. He began to read the text.
Hi, Randy. Sorry I couldn't make it. Hubby has bronchitis. At home for a week. I'm afraid we'll have a lot of catching up to do. Hope you're up to it. Love, Kathy. XXX.
Randy smiled. Oh, could I have the tab, please? He called out.
Sure thing, said the waitress in a Mexican drawl.
Randy busied himself and texted back. You bet. Love, Randy. XXX. As he drove away, he wondered how long more they could carry on like this. She should leave her husband. Their marriage was a sham. She deserved better. The gas gauge bleeped. Shit, almost empty, he moaned. They loved each other. Wasn't that enough? Sure, right now, he had very little money. But with her divorce settlement and alimony, they could tie themselves over till he got himself his law degree and a good job. He could provide for them and her lifestyle would be back to normal. Perhaps he could move to California with her and they could start a new life together. He liked the idea of the West Coast. Pulling into a gas station on Highway 27, he checked his pockets. He counted out $13.78. It was all he had for the rest of the week. When the gas pump clocked up $5, he removed the nozzle. Less than a mile up the road, he saw a rig parked half on, half off the grass verge of the highway. He blasted his horn in anger.
Where's your warning triangle, you jerk? He shouted as he passed the cab.
Then he spotted it. The red Mercedes 190 SL, with a young black trucker down on one knee, bare from the waist up, removing the front wheel of the car, while Kathy, in a tiny red leather miniskirt, stood smiling by his side.
Keep listening to TRP.